And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here. Also still in studio with me, Public Works Director Peter Clark and Assistant Planner and Zoning Enforcement Officer Steven Metzger. Over the break, we did get a call, so thanks for waiting, caller. Go ahead, you're on In Focus.
We're talking about the scary things. I've moved over here to New Township following the granddaughter and the rest of the people from Manhattan that are moving over here. We've got Manhattan water in the house. We've got Manhattan traffic control street stoplights clear out to Tractor Supply. And we've got, on occasion, Manhattan police running up and down the streets over here. You know, without the ambulance or even the hospital having heart problem medical care, they're going to, if I grab my chest here at 75 years old and fall down, out in the real world, east of the Mississippi River, usually they have neighborhood fire department, and the fire department's the first one to be there, and the police officer will call for an ambulance rather than just dispatching one. And it sure is stressful, I don't know if you've heard the stories, to hear Manhattan talking about not providing ambulance service over here. It may not even be your department, but I want you to carry it with you when you go to those meetings or talk to the rest of the Pod County people, that there is this kind of concern over here that with all the people moving out into Blue Township, we feel like we're being abandoned. You know, not only having to drive into Westmoreland instead of being able to do our auto tags and things here in a reasonable area, moving the courthouse to Wamego is another thing I beat on the drum about. But, you know, we're feeling neglected. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for that call. And that kind of does lead us into one of the topics we were going to discuss today was a lot of things to deal with Blue Township area. Any thoughts on the caller's comments?
Well, neither Stephen nor I are involved in the EMS services, but I do know from being in the commission meetings, I do know that EMS service is in Blue Township. The Pottawatomie County EMS department has a facility in Blue Township and are responding to calls today to calls in Blue Township. In fact, it is as close as you can possibly get to, is basically inside the neighborhood. So if there's a call for an ambulance in within the urbanized part of Blue Township, there's going to be an ambulance there pretty darn quick. At least I'm pretty sure of that, and there's backup for that service from stations throughout the county. So I can state, even though I'm not in the EMS department, that we have pretty good response times and EMS services from the county for that area.
And one of the things that comes up all the time in the planning process and just talking with commissioners is emergency services in general, and making sure that EMS, fire, police are all responding in a timely and efficient manner to that Blue Township area, because it's such a concentration of people in a county government. And so making sure that those emergency services, whoever's providing them, can respond quickly and efficiently is a huge piece of everything that we tend to do. So
definitely. And as you said, you aren't involved in Pottawatomie County's EMS department, but since we're on the topic, I'm going to ask the question. If you're not briefed on it, just let me know, and I'll just end it there. If you can't respond, that's what it is. But the Riley County Commission meeting yesterday, they talked a little bit about a potential that in 6 months or so you might reevaluate whether there would be a 24-hour ambulance stationed in Blue Township. Is that something you're familiar with?
All I know is that we have an EMS station in Blue Township. We took over EMS services for the Blue Township portion of the county from Riley County as of October 15th, and we're providing that service right now. As for the long term, I believe we are designed and capable of having that EMS service for the county long term. But so any changes I'm unaware of personally on the Pottawatomie County side. But again, I'm not directly involved. I'm just speaking of what I do know about, and that is that we're planning at least to be there long term.
That's fair. Fair enough. All right. And since we're on the topic, we might as well get into a little bit of discussion about Blue Township entirely. I understand that there was a steering committee. Oh, I know that's an entirely different discussion. I'm getting a little mixed up here. Yeah, but anyhow, Blue Township, you have a neighborhood plan that you've been sort of working out. Has there been any updates on that? Or?
Yeah, so we had our first, you mentioned the steering committee, we had our first neighborhood plan steering committee with the consultant a couple weeks ago. It's a first meeting with 10 people who typically don't know each other that well, so first meetings always start a little slow, but one of the things that we did get accomplished is coming up with a name, which may sound really simplistic, but one of the things that comes up over and over and over again is just a lack of identity for the people who live there. You know, they, as the caller mentioned, they have a Manhattan address, they get Manhattan water, they send their kids to Manhattan schools, they use Manhattan Parks and Rec a lot of times, but they're not in Manhattan. And they're very vehement about not being in Manhattan. And so the issue that we keep coming back to is, well, if we're not in Manhattan, then where are we? And so one of the name that they came up with was the Green Valley Area Plan. I mean, there's the Green Valley Community Center and Green Valley Road. And those folks felt like that was a good name that they feel proud of and that they're comfortable using rather than Blue Township, which is a much larger area than just the sewer district, or the sewer district, which isn't exactly the most appealing name in the world. So,
downtown district, sewer district.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same
connotation. Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Right. So, so yeah, that's kind of what in addition to a couple other things, what that steering committee was talking about a couple weeks ago. And then we're working on a governance plan for that area. And we got the first draft, first step of that as well, which sort of lays out all of the options that state statute provides for long-term provision of services for that area. Because that, as the caller mentioned, that's a huge issue down there, is trying to figure out a way that the county, who is not statutorily able to provide city services in a lot of cases, how can the county work to get those people the services that they feel that they need and that they need at a level that is appropriate for that area? And so we just got that first step. It's been a really eye-opening, interesting experience to just see all of the options available to that area in terms of providing services. So,
and you mentioned the before, we'll talk a little about the governance plan too, mm-hmm. but I'm going to backtrack a little into the neighborhood plan. What are some of the things you've been hearing from residents there, some of their desires regarding the neighborhood, outside of the name, of course?
Sure. So we haven't quite had an opportunity to get everybody together in like a town hall type setting, but the 10 people on the steering committee who are HOA people, who are just people who live in the neighborhood. We got somebody from the fire department. It's kind of a cross section of that area. You know, the things that come up are the things that come up a lot. Roads, Harvest Road, which is a gravel road right now, has three subdivision entrances on it, or two subdivision entrances on it, soon to be three. And so that's a lot of traffic that's coming onto a gravel road. And so things like that get brought up all the time. The identity came up over and over again. Schools, even though that's not something that we, the county, deal with, work on, schools comes up all the time, making sure that there's high quality education and easy educational access for those 4,000 people that live there. So those are kind of the things that come up a lot. And I'm sure they'll keep coming up the more we do this. So,
yeah, definitely. And we mentioned the Green Valley name that's kind mm-hmm. of being moved on. I guess there's a lot of Green Valley type other named things named Green Valley in the area, but mm-hmm. This is just something that piqued my interest as you were saying this. Where did the Blue Township name then come from? Is that do you know the history behind that?
I don't. If I had to speculate, I would say it's right at the Blue River, and we already had a Blue Valley Township.
Makes sense.
So there's a Blue Valley Township, a Green Township, and then a Blue Township. So
The township system and almost all counties originally had been divided up into townships, which are smaller governance bodies to help have even more local control. And some counties don't really use the townships mm-hmm. very much anymore. Mm-hmm. But in our county, there's still – each township has some level of control. In many cases, they just take care of a cemetery or two or some other small things. In Blue Township in particular, there is a board, and they do take care of something such as the Green Valley Community Center. I think I'm not sure of all the different aspects of their governance, but they do collect taxes, and they do have some governing authority in the area. But that, like Stephen mentioned, it's a lot bigger area than just the sewer district, the area where there's urban homes being built. It goes up past the lake to the north and goes out as far east, I think, as Hopkins Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say that neighborhood plan is kind of like I don't want to say a development plan, but I'm going to say a development plan,
long-term development plan. Mm-hmm. Yep. So one of the biggest aspects of this plan is going to be future development. We just went through a rezoning for a tract in that neighborhood that garnered a lot of attention. And so one of the things that this plan will hopefully accomplish is giving those folks who live there an opportunity to sort of say, this is the type of development that we want. And this is a location that we think is good for that type of development. Because we haven't done that for that neighborhood in 27 years at this point. So obviously a lot has changed in that 27 years. So giving those people an opportunity to have a say in their development is a huge piece of this plan. So I'm looking forward to that. That's the fun part about the plans for me is sort of finding that development balance and that development location. So we haven't quite got there yet, but it's coming.
Is that rezoning that you're referring to, is that that got a lot of attention, as you mentioned, is that in relation to the Blackjack Hills situation?
No, this was one, the rezoning was one that happened probably 2 months ago, maybe. The Blackjack Hills thing that you're mentioning is what we call a conditional use, which is it's a special use inside of a zoning district that may have other requirements, traffic considerations typically, or sewer considerations that require it to go to the Planning Commission for a special permit. And so,
but it doesn't actually change the zoning.
It doesn't change the zoning. Right, exactly.
It just sort of gives them permission to do it, but it stays the same zoning. Is that a good
assessment?
Yeah,
it stays the same zoning, and the point of this is to make sure that, in this specific case, that the use itself was going in an area that had adequate infrastructure for that use, because it's a pretty intense use, or it can be, and that the sewer and the water are capable of handling that. So those are the three big things for this particular use that we wanted to address. And so, that's where that Blackjack Hills.
Okay. And moving forward now, the governance plan mm-hmm. that you've been discussing, I understand you said that the idea seems to be a little bit leaning away from maybe joining Manhattan. Are they looking at maybe creating a Green Valley city of their own within the Blue Township, or is that something that they're not really discussing yet?
I don't know. Truthfully, a lot of this is going to take public buy-in. And so the county government doesn't really have a preference one way or the other. I think what we're trying to find is, what do those folks down there want, and what option is going to best serve that need? And so if that option is an improvement district, if that option is incorporation, if that option is a special district of some sort, then the county now has information that they don't have to move forward and get them those services that they need at a way that they're comfortable with, and truthfully at a price that they're okay with, because that's something that has to be involved in this, is how much is this going to cost to get the services that they feel that they need implemented there.
And that's not just informing the county government, you know, our commissioners and staff.
Mm-hmm.
It's more importantly, and reason why I think that we're here on the radio today, is to help the public know about what the options are, to inform them. The better that they know, the better the choices they can make in the process, because a lot of the options require action by individuals mm-hmm. within that area to instigate some sort of action, versus the county, you know, mandating or, you know, dictating an option being taken.
Yeah. Everything is almost all these options are at least a two-way street. The Board of County Commissioners in very few cases can just sit there and say, you are going to do this now. It takes, not just from a political standpoint, from a statutory standpoint, it takes the public, takes their buy-in to get something going. Incorporation, if you want to do that, takes a petition by the people who live down there. Annexation, if that's something that is being discussed, takes at least, and a lot of times, their consent. The people who live down there, their consent. Improvement districts, it takes a petition signed by the people who live down there. And so it's not just a political thing to keep in mind, it's a statutory thing. And so that's why we want to make sure that those people who live down there have an opportunity and use that opportunity to let us know what they need and what they're thinking, because we literally cannot go forward without it.
So then I imagine some town halls are probably coming up pretty soon in the future then, I would imagine.
Yeah, we'll give them the first sort of taste of the survey that we're trying to come out with on November 1st, which is a Blue Township meeting that they're having, just sort of an update on a whole bunch of different stuff. And then our hope is to have a town hall for the plan sometime in early December. So at that town hall, we'll be going over the very basics that we've come up with so far, plus really distribute that survey that's going to be huge to try and figure out the services that they need and the government options that they are comfortable with. And so, yeah, if you're living in Blue Township, look out for that. It's going to really take your involvement and your help to get this done right.
And that neighborhood meeting on November 1 is at the Flint Hills Christian School, who will be hosting that November 1 meeting. I believe it's going to start at 7 o'clock p.m. So those who are listening who want to be attending that and get some more information about the governance plan, the neighborhood plan, public works projects along Highway 24 and in the neighborhoods, come to that meeting. And the school that's being proposed on Junietta Road there in Blue Township, those will all be good topics, and we'll give a lot more details at the November 1 meeting in Flint Hills Christian School.
And I understand the plan was discussed a little at the last week's joint city-county meeting. How did that discussion go? What did you hear from the other side, or were you present?
Yeah, I was there. It seemed to be the majority of – really, there wasn't any sort of opinion, I don't think, expressed one way or the other. I think, truthfully, they were just looking for an update because this plan does have a regional implication in whatever form that might be. So really all I did was I just gave him a quick update about where we are in this process. So,
all right. And I think it might be time for our next break. When we come back, we'll have more with Pottawatomie County Public Works Director Peter Clark, as well as Assistant Planner and Zoning Enforcement Officer Stephen Metzger. So stay tuned for more In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M.